Okay. The topic tonight is how to come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It seems a very simple topic, because every Jew believes and thinks that we really love Hashem. And one of the ways that people think that they love Hashem and they are in touch with HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day is through saying Be'ezrat Hashem, Imitza Hashem, or Hashem Ya'azor, all that type of things. And you know, and I know, a lot of people, they say that they don't mean it, they're just saying it. Is that really when somebody says Imitza Hashem or Hashem Ya'azor, do they really mean it? We know that Ahavat Hashem, to come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is one of the six mitzvot timidiyot. There are six mitzvot that the Jew has to do and act upon every day. Every minute of the day, you have to be in touch with these six mitzvot. We have 613 mitzvot. A lot of it doesn't apply today. But there are six mitzvot that every minute of the day, a person has to be involved and in touch with. And one of the mitzvot is Ahavat Hashem, how to come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are gedolim that they say that even if they go to the bathroom, they think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you are allowed to do that. You are allowed to think of Ahavat Hashem even in the bathroom. We know that you are not allowed to think, you cannot do mitzvot. But to come to realization that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one is allowed to do that even if you are in the bathroom. Chafetz Chaim has a beautiful mashal when he wants to discuss the inyan of Ahavat Hashem. The way that we discuss Ahavat Hashem is through Shema Yisrael. Every day, three times a day, we say, Ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol me'odecha. Ve'ahavta means that you come, you love Hashem with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Now, this ve'ahavta, what does that mean? The Chafetz Chaim says, a mashal was once, somebody was looking for a job. And he went to this wealthy person and he had an opening in his business for this person. First, that this wealthy man didn't want to hire him. He said, listen, no, I don't know, I really don't need to. I have enough workers that work for me. This guy started bagging on his head. In the end, the guy said, okay, I'll hire you. But there's one thing, that I need one condition with you. Condition is that you have to listen to everything I tell you. You cannot do whatever you want, whatever I tell you, you listen and you do what exactly I tell you. The man said, no problem. And he hires him. Then one day this man wants to go to, you know, he's taking a trip, and he writes down everything that this man, this worker needs to do while the Baal HaBos is away. He writes down all the instructions, everything in detail. That please do this and this and this and that. And he gives it to him, and the man said, no problem, I'll take care of it. He leaves. He comes back a week later. He said, did you do what I asked you to do? Did you do the list that I gave it to you? The man said, I read the list every day. Every day I looked at the letter and I read it. The man said, I didn't ask you to read the list, I asked you to do it. So the man said, you told me, gave me a list. I thought I just have to read it every day. And I looked at the list and I read it every day and I fulfilled my obligations. So Chafetz Chaim said, this is what we are. We say every day, we are hafta et Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol me'odecha. We read. And we read it three times a day. Do we really act upon what really this we are hafta et Hashem Elokecha means? Do we really mean when we say you should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So I want to discuss tonight is how to come to love Hashem. is one of the hardest mitzvot to do, by the way. Why? Because to ask somebody to love somebody or something that you never met in your life is very difficult. Nobody had a meeting with Hashem. You never met HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's all of a sudden somebody comes to you and says, you know what? You need to love Hashem with all your heart, with your whole mind, with all your soul. Everything you got put in the line and start loving Hashem. And that's not easy. It's not an easy mitzvah to do. The second thing I want to discuss tonight is what are the ways that one could really bring themselves to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are seven, and also that's number two. Number three, what are the reasons that the person could look into to bring themselves to love Hashem? And the last is, what are the results when you love Hashem and you come to really Abba Avat Hashem? What does it come out of it? What do you gain by it? What is it in it for you? And then after that, I want to discuss practical implications, that how a person could do practically in order to come to Avat Hashem. Let's discuss the ways that a person could bring themselves to Ahavat Hashem. Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch says the word Ahava means to like somebody, to love somebody. Ahava is two ways. Have means that it has to be both ways. The same way you love Hashem, Hashem loves us. And this is works both ways. Now, when somebody wants to be mekarev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to bring yourself so close to Hashem that is like, I'll give an example. When you like your spouse, right, or your children, what do you do that ahava, that love, stays forever? You glue yourself to that, to the other party, and you stay like that, and this way nothing could separate you from the other party. The same thing with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person, you have to bring yourself to a point that you are dabuk, that you are glued to Hashem. How do you bring yourself that you are mamash dabuk? You are so close and so you are attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that nothing in the world could separate you. Also, you know, we get to a nisayon. Sometimes we have a test. Our test is when somebody has a hard time in life, right? Everybody has nisayonot. Everybody has tests. Everybody has tsarot. They have difficulties. When that difficulty come about, then we question ourselves, we question our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we question, is it really God there? Is it really Hashem loves us? Is it really Hashem is with us? Is that really Hashem is in touch with us? Are we not just making it up? Or is it true? These are the times that people have questions that they don't know. They are not sure if it's really true or is not true, or how do you do it? How do you bring yourself to that situation? One of the ways that a person could bring themselves to understand Hashem, first, before you get to Ahavat Hashem, before you come to love somebody, is like, take an example that you met your spouse or your wife, your husband, that, you know, eventually you're going to come to love them. How do you come to love them? First, you meet them. You don't fall in love with somebody right away. It takes time. There are stages. The same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With Hashem also, you have to take stages. The first stage is that you have to know what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is he? What does he want from us? Why should I love him? The number one reason, the number one way that a person could come to that realization is through learning Torah. Because one thing that you could come as close to Hashem is through learning His Torah. And when you study His Torah, you understand His Torah, you understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah and gave us all the mitzvot, then you come and say, wait a minute, there is something there. There is HaKadosh Baruch Hu here, and I need to come to love Him, because that represents Hashem. Number two, you have to, through doing mitzvot, a person could also come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you do through the mitzvot? Let's take an example of one mitzvah you do every day. The mitzvah you do every day, you make a barakah every day. Either you make aes, adama, sha'akol, amotzi, benching. There are different ways of making barakot. When you make a barakah, through the barakah, when you take an apple in your hand and you make a barakah in this apple or orange or banana, whatever you're eating, when you say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Boreh Peri Ha'etz, which part of this barakah you connecting yourself to Hashem? Ata. When you say Baruch Ata, that Ata you have to. Why Rav Chaim Vilajin Sefer Nefesh HaChaim says why the barakot is written to Ata? Because you're saying you to somebody that you are very close to. When you are making a barakha, you're making a barakha to somebody, you're talking to somebody that you have so much closeness, you have connection and attachment to the other party, that you could say, Baruch Ata, you. And through that, you're getting yourself close to Hashem. But how do you get yourself close to that? When you look at this peri, look at this fruit. When you look at this fruit and Hashem gave us and sustain us every day, through that, you get closer. You get one step closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, there is a very interesting Rambam. The Rambam says, I'm going to read you the Lashon, the language the Rambam writes. Rambam says, Ve'each u aderech lahavato ve'irato. What is the way of coming and to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It says, "B'sha'a she'itbonen adam b'ma'asav." When a person pays attention to the action of Hashem, u'beru'av aniflaim hagedolim, and when this the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the so unbelievable creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'ira mehen chokhmato she'en la erech ve'lo ketz, and when you look at the understanding and the genius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has no limit, miyad u ohev u meshabeyach u mefa'er u mitave ta'ava gedola lehedah Hashem HaGadol. So what is miyad means? In Hebrew, miyad means right away. When you do that, you come to love Hashem, you are going to praise Hashem, and you want to get closer to Hashem to know Him more. But see, Arambam writes only one thing that you need in order to come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to itbonen adam b'ma'asav u'beru'av aniflaim ha'gedolim. Just look at the creation. So look at the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all you need. You don't need anything else. And this is a very strong statement what the Rambam makes, because what the Rambam is telling us is that in order to have that love of Hashem, to get that closest of Hashem, we need to have that, we need to pay attention to the world, we need to pay attention around us, we need to pay attention to what surrounds us, and through that we could come to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once you are appreciating somebody or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But therefore the number one thing is, number one is to know Him, which is through the learning Torah and doing this work. Number two, to get closer, step closer to Him, which is looking at the creation. What did He make? What is His what is His doing? And the creation of the world is the Kodosh Baruch Hu's doing, and through that also a person could come to love Hashem. Another thing that we have, which is a very interesting tool to come to love Hashem, and that is Yetzer Hara. Through evil inclination, a person could also come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you do that? How a person could come to love Hashem through Yetzer Hara? Yetzer Hara is a very interesting tool. Because first of all, Hashem tells us that. Said, Ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. Levavcha is a plural. You don't have two hearts. You have only one heart. Should say, b'chol libecha, with all your heart. But the Torah tells us, b'chol levavcha, which means you have two. The Gemara tells us, that means that you have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yetzer atov b'yetzer ara. That you have to love Hashem with good inclination and the evil inclination. How do you come to love Hashem with these two? A lot of Farshim, they discuss that, and the Rambam explains how a person could come to use the tool, the object of Yetzer Hara, and use it to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says that when a person, what is Yetzer Hara wants you to do? Yetzer Hara doesn't want you to love Hashem. He doesn't want you to get connected to Hashem. He doesn't want you to have anything to do with Hashem. But therefore, if you take that Yetzer Hara, you know that this is what Yetzer Hara is telling you, you figure out the Yetzer Hara, you pinpoint the Yetzer Hara, then you could push him aside, and could come to love Hashem. Because when a person gets upset, gets angry, and they start throwing things around, that's the time that the person is not, Hashem doesn't say, the Gemara tells us, we spoke about this one of the classes, that kol akoes kelo aveda avodazara, when a person is angry, is like idol worshiper. That means that why you are idol worshiper? Because when you have that chaos, when you have that anger, you are totally removed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Yetzer Hara. You have to take that Yetzer Hara and use it, and telling yourself, oh, this is the Yetzer Hara, then you cannot do it. It's not me, it's my Yetzer Hara. Use that tool and run with it and love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with it. That's another way of using the Yetzer Hara to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, there's a very interesting midrash. The midrash tells us, "B'shalosh leshonot shel chiba, chibev HaKadosh Baruch Hu et Israel." The midrash tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved Israel with three different languages. What are the three languages? Bedeveka, ubecheshika, ubechafetza. In other words, Hashem loves us in three different ways. Bedibikut, becheshika, ubechafetza. All three of them really means the same thing. In Hebrew, really basically means the same thing, to be connected to Hashem. Hashem is connected to us through three different channels. What are these three different channels? Devekut, Cheshika, v'chafetza. Now, if Hashem is connected to us through these three things, we have to be connected to Hashem also through these three different channels. What are these channels? So the Malbim explains that three different things are. Devekut is that you have to glue yourself to HaKadosh Baruch. Physically, you have to glue yourself to Hashem. That's Davuk. Devekut. Cheshek in Hebrew means love. That how do you come to come to love Hashem? That is through your mentally. Mentally you have to also be connected to Hashem. And chefes means you have to that lema'aseh also in action you also have to be davuk to Hashem. Therefore, there are three different ways that the person has to try, find ways how they could connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can they bring themselves to be davuk, how could they bring themselves to be mentally connected to Hashem? What ma'asim, what actions they could take in order to be connected to Hashem? Which I'm going to say in the end, practical ways how to do it. Now, now, how a person could come, bring themselves to love Hashem? What can, what, how should you in the world, what should you look for in order to bring yourself, say, you know what, I'm going to do it. Why? There are seven different ideas, seven different ways that every is applicable to everybody. Everybody, one of these reasons applies to them. And either all seven, or a few of them, or even one. Take the one that applies to you, and bring it, apply it to yourself, and find out how can you use this to connect yourself to Hashem. One, a lot of times a person is in tzarot. You are in trouble. And Hashem saves you from that trouble. That is enough by itself to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to connect yourself to Hashem. Number two, sometimes a person needs physical things. You need house, you need money, you need clothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us all that. Look at that, what we have, and appreciate that what Hashem gave us, and through that you could bring yourself to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number three, everybody got a baggage. Imagine if your baggage everybody knew. Hashem is the one that does not cause the baggage to be publicly opened and in the market. And that by itself is one of the reasons that a person should thank HaKadosh Baruch. Number four, if every one of us that do chataim, we do sins, and we have to pay for the sins right away, and through the day, or through the week, through the month, all piles up, and Hashem sits down and look at it, look at our file, say, you have this and this and this and that, get it paid, pay up. If Hashem wanted to do that, we would be in trouble. And Hashem does not, you know, we go on with our life a lot of days, Baruch Hashem, we don't have problems. We go through life without trouble. That by itself, you have to come to recognize who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Number five, look at the technology today. Okay, even us. We have so much out there accessible to us that we could become great people. We have so much of technology that we either acquired or we are studying or we're learning or becoming somebody. And all through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all Hashem created that. Look at that and connect ourselves to Hashem through that. That we got so much to learn from. Number six, Hashem loves us, loved our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, and because of them, you are around. Look at the history of Klal Israel, and just reading the history of Klal Israel, that by itself should bring us to realization to who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and how much Hashem loves us. And number seven, forget about all that. Just look at the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself. But if you look at just greatness of Hashem without any other motivation that we have, just thinking about Hashem, by itself, it should be a good reason for us to be connected to Hashem. These are the seven reasons that each one of them by itself, or combination of all seven of them, or few of them, that should be enough to give us a kick. So wait a minute. No, this applies to me. Or that one applies to me. The other ones applies to me. Now, one of the things that I think applies to all of us is that Hashem does chasadim to us every day. Hashem does chesed to us every day. We have a roof over our head. We have food to eat. We have clothing to wear. Baruch Hashem, we are healthy. We have, look, just that by itself. It should be a big reason for us. Say, I want to be connected to some to Hashem, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because He gave us an opportunity. He gives us all these things. Now, there are three things that that as a result of coming to that realization that we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are three things that we need to practice. One is Devekut. Devekut means that when if you come to that realization that you love Hashem, then you are glued. There's not, you cannot separate yourself. Number two is Simcha. Imagine how happy and joy you would have in your life that you have somebody over us, guarding us, and I'm dabuk to him, and I'm connected to him. There's nothing that worries me. So I tell you interesting story. Last week, I went to renew my passport. Went to the courthouse in the Decatur. Downstairs in the building there, I went to this lady there, and I looked out through the window. There was a poster on the wall. The poster says a beautiful thing, and I said to this lady, I said, where did you get this poster? She said, I made it up. So I said, could you give me a copy of that? What's the poster said? Poster said, good morning, I'm God. Give all your problems to me, and don't worry about anything. And I don't need your help. That's what the poster said. This is such a beautiful thing. If we really believe in this, and every morning that we wake up, and we say good morning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and give all your problems to him, and he doesn't need our help, and let him do whatever he wants. This. What bigger simcha than this? The person could not much be besimcha, they have to have such a happiness, such joy that they could have during the day. And number three is kin'ah. Imagine you love your spouse or your child or your parents, whatever you are so close to. Somebody comes and says something bad about them. You go crazy. You become so jealous. And you have a kin'ah. You become so zealous that you cannot do that. You cannot say anything bad about my friend or my spouse or my parents or my child. Cannot do that. Same thing with Hashem. If a person gets so close to Hashem and somebody says something bad or something negative about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't sit there and listen to this. That shows that's the result of how close you are to Hashem. How a person could test themselves if they really have that closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if they come to that point that if somebody says something negative, not only about Hashem, when I say Hashem, it doesn't mean that has to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Even if somebody says something again about Torah or about the mitzvot of Hashem, that by itself also is a strong that you have become such a zealous that you can't sit there and listen to this. Why are you talking bad? Why are you talking negative about the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah and his Mitzvot? That's the sign that you have that Ahavat Hashem, then you are really are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you have that that beauty of the Bekud HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, let's talk about practical ideas. What are the practical ideas that a person could do to really practice it every day? Practice means, when I say practice means, as I said in the beginning, there are shesh misvot temidiyot. There are six misvot that the person has to practice every minute of the day. The Sefer Charedim says that it doesn't mean once a day you just wake up and say, okay, I'm going to think about this for 5 minutes and everything is fine. Said that every minute of the day, you have to think and you have to understand and you have to be connected to this six mitzvot. One of them is Ahavat Hashem. So how do you do that? The Shela HaKadosh says, one of the ways is that every time you want to do something, you say Im Yirtzeh Hashem. God willing. That actually we have to mean it. We have to mean, when you say Im Yirtzeh Hashem, we have to really mean it, not just, now you are a recorder, you become a tape recorder, we just say it. If you have to really mean it when you say Im Yirtzeh Hashem, that means that really Im Yirtzeh Hashem. That's what it means. That Im Hashem, if Hashem wants, it's going to happen. That's what we have to really mean to say. Number two, that we have to get involved to the things that the world needs. If you are in a community, or you are in your shul, or in your school, or whatever, even your house, if there is something needs to be done to be mitchazek, to strengthen learning or doing mitzvot, and you are the one doing it, that also brings us, makes us involved every day to be connected to Hashem. Through helping others, through helping other people to learn, through helping other people to be connected, to even mechanech our own children. That also by itself could bring a person to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And number three, when a person is, somebody, let's say somebody comes to and insults you or hurt your feelings, you don't say anything. That shows that you have such a davuk Hashem that I don't need somebody else to hurt my feelings. Doesn't matter. Who cares? I'm already connected to Hashem. I'm so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't need their approval. I don't need somebody to pamper me or to say good things to me or not. So even they have my feelings, it's fine. That shows also that I'm doing something. I'm practicing my love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rav Avigdor Miller has a few beautiful ideas that how a person could come to this devekut HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now he says the number one thing what we said in Rambam said. Rabbi Avigdor Miller says the idea of the Rambam is the most important idea, which means that when you look at every morning when you wake up, you look at the creation, you look at the world, and you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you look at God in this world by itself. Just wake up in the morning, you hear the birds are singing, you look at the trees, and look at the weather. That by itself should be enough to understand, to come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, he says, that if a person look at themselves, look at your eyes, look at your mouth, look at your hands, look at your feet. Every part of human limbs, everything that we have, that by itself also should bring us to be the book to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rav Avigdor Miller says that if a person every day, every morning, when they get up, they look at themselves for 2 minutes, they pay attention to themselves. Look at just look at yourself. When you look at the mirror, look at yourself and mitbonen. pay attention who you are, what you are, or why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you, that by itself also should bring that devekut to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says that when a person looks at the teeth, you have a healthy teeth and you are able to eat. That isn't it enough that the person should be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave me healthy teeth, I'm able to eat. Or mouth, or my eyes that I could see. All that, that's another way of looking at the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And number three says, fruits and vegetables. If you look at every day, look at the fruits and vegetables that you are eating, take, let's say, he says, if every day a person, 3 minutes a day, it sits there and brings all his family, your wife, your husband, your kids, sitting at the table, and when you make a bracha, say, make a motzi or make a mezonot or whatever you have, say, let's look at the fruits and vegetables and bread that you are eating. Mitbonen on that. That by itself, not only you are mechanech, you are educating your children, that also educating yourself, you are getting connected, you are getting so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you are paying attention. See, the most important thing that the person needs to know, we have the tools surrounded us. We have everything around us. The idea of Ahavat Hashem is to be mitbonen, to pay attention. And unfortunately, the world, the way the world works today, nobody has time to pay attention to anything. We don't want it. Nobody wants to pay attention to creation. It becomes so usual. It becomes so normal. We go through this every day. We wake up every day. We go to sleep every day. We don't pay attention. If you imagine just sit there and look at it and think, how this is possible? That you know, again, it is the hardest thing. But the tools are so accessible to us and so easy for us and so reachable that you could really do it if you want to. But we have to want to, and we have to make time to do it. So another thing that Rav Victor Miller says, that if you take the seed, you have an apple, you eat the apple, you have a seed, take the seed out. And look at this seed. He said, for half a minute, look at this seed. And say to yourself, from this seed is going to be a tree, an apple going to come out of it. That by itself is tremendous. Then these are the things that if we really pay attention to them, and we do everything that we have here, we could come, it's very easy, that we could come to that realization of Ahavat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are living in the society today that the society promotes distance from Hashem. The society promotes that we should not come to that realization. Everything in the society pushes us in that way. Because if we come to that Ahavat Hashem, we come to that realization of Hashem, the Hollywood is out of business. They don't want us that. That's why it's so. I said once that the society is made in a way that nobody should have time to think. We are robots. Because if you have time to think, then everybody's in trouble. They don't want us to think. Look at the world. They have no time for yourself. You have no. They can't even eat supper. You are running from the morning till night. Everything is so fast because the human being should not. Chas v'shalom shouldn't think. If they think, then they come to realization. If once they come to realization, then everything is kaput. Everything is out of order, and this is exactly what we need to do. We have to spend time. We have to find time to litbonen and pay attention, and even a minute a day. So Rav Avigdor Miller says, take 3 minutes to mitbonen to the world, to look at the creation, 2 minutes look at yourself, and 1 minute look at the fruits and vegetables and everything else. All together is 6 minutes a day. If you do that, then this for sure you're going to come to that realization of Ahavat HaKadosh Baruch Hu.